We are learning Masechtas Baba Kama, Daf Chav Chesam HaBeizim. We're starting the Mishnah on the bottom of Chav Chesam HaAlef. Nishpura Kadoi B'Shusha Rabim. Someone's jug broke B'Shusha Rabim. And we have a whole blat Gemara to explain what exactly happened. But it broke. And someone slipped on the water, or Shulaka B'Charasa, or hurt himself on the pieces of the Kad. Chai, the loch is that the owner of the Kad is Chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda Amar B'Miskavim Chayiv. If you broke it on purpose, you chayiv. If you didn't break it on purpose, then you potter. And we, if you don't understand this Mishnah, you're in good shape. The Gemara has to explain this Mishnah. But the Mishnah is saying is that if you get damaged by the mayim, the halach is that you chayiv, or who says dafka or miskaven? And we'll have to see the Gemara, we're probably not going to see it today, to exactly explain the Mishnah. But first we're going to handle what exactly, which mazik is this damage on mayim. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Lo yishon wel shetimfu kelev of mayim. The story was that someone else was walking, and he got his clothing dirty from this water. Aval, but who atzmai potter? If he hurts himself, the guy who's walking trips and lands on the ground, then the owner of the kad, the owner of the water, is potter. Because karka oilam is ikasle. He got hurt by the karka oilam, which is the ground that he doesn't own. Like Rashi explains, Rav holds that here, it's the mazik is because of bar, and because of shar rather, because he owns the water. It's because of shar, because his mammon. And therefore, even kelim achayev, because the halacha is shar is chayev on kelim. So here's the word, it's your mammon, you own the water. But it can't be chayev al bar, because the kelim, you'd be potter, because kelim are potter by bar. The person hurt himself by hitting himself on the ground. But Rav holds that a bar, you only chayiv lehavloiv lil chabotai. That the only time you chayiv on a person if he falls into a bar is only if he dies from the lack of ear in the bar. But if he hurts himself by hitting the ground of the bar, you are potter. Because that's not my bar. That's karka oilim. That's Rav Shita. Rav holds that bar shechayiv alav toira is lehavloiv lil chabotai. For the hevel and not the chabotai, not the bang. So therefore, the way he learns our Mishnah is that the water belongs to the owner, original owner still. He wants that water still. And therefore it's Patat Shar Hamazik and the Kalim that got ruined, the owner of the water will be chai for that. We know, we learn out that an Evan and a Sakin that are sitting in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and someone trips on it, he chai because of bar. V'kulon ani kairei Behen, Sharvli Adam, Chamor Lekalim. And by bar we have a din, Sharvli Adam, Chamor Lekalim. Vahani Mili Nikatala. That's only regarding if the person dies, then you are potter for damages of Adam. Alina Zikin, Adam Chayev, Vekalim Pturim. Adam's Chayev, Vekalim Pturim. And therefore Shmuel learns our Mishnah that the case was that the person hurt himself on the karka. He holds that bar is Chayev even for Chabata. So here the case was the guy tripped on the water and he hurt himself. Just like it would trip on an Evan or Sakin, and therefore it's Chayiv Al Bar, and our Mishnah is Bar, not Sharp. And the Gemara explains. And just what we just said like this is that Hanim Lenin Katala, that the whole din Sharvli Adam, Chamar Le Kalim, is only got to be killing. But every time a Kalim break, that's like it got killed. So that's why you're Potter. But like having a Zikin on an Adam, the Bar will be Chayiv for, even though it says Sharvli Adam. But Rav says, Hanim Lech Dafkarinu. When is the Echiv bar? When you're mafker it. He holds dafka a bar that's hefker is chayiv al bar. But if you're not mafker it, it's considered your mom. And therefore it's mom and a mazik. So therefore, it's chayiv on the kalim that got dirty because it's mom and a mazik. And Shmuel holds, no, that by hefker is shusav le hefker bar, right? It's also a case of bar. Even if you're not mafker it. Even if you're not mafker it, still considered a bar. Just like an Evan and Sakin and Masai, which belongs to you. Even though it belongs to you, it's still called a bar. We had this machlokes before. Shmuel holds, even though it belongs to you, it's still a chiyav bar. And he also holds that bar is chayiv chabata also on the karka. So therefore, here, yichayiv on the adam amazik. So comes the alfi rav, yichayiv for the guy's clothing. According to Shmuel, yichayiv for the person himself. Master Rav Oishia. Rav has a kasha. It says in the pasuk, v'nofal shama shara chamar, shar v'le adam, chamar v'le kelim. But kanon, we see from here, nofal seich shar. If a shar falls into a bar, v'kelev, mishtabru, and his things that he was carrying broke, or chamar v'kelev, niskaru, or the thing the chamar was carrying got ripped. Rashi says that usually chamor carries things that rip, like clothing, and by a shor, a lot of times it's its yoke that broke, so it's called kalav. In any case, we're saying if the behemoth falls in and his kalim get ruined, you're potter. Chayav al behemoth, potter al kalim. Holamaza, this is all part of the brisa. Holamaza daima, what's this similar to? La'avnoi v'sakinim asoi, to a stone or a knife or a package, shenichem v'sharabim, v'ziko and damaged. So from where I was kashorin, adraba, ma'daim l'zema b'olei. The case of bar is not daima to evan sakinim asoi. Evan sakinim asoi is learned out of bar. So Mar says, you're right. Elamad doim elazeh. The Brisa says like this. What is doim to a bar? Avnoi v'sekinim v'asoy shlichem v'sharab v'azikoy. Lefikach. And so far, it sounds like we're saying that if you trip on an even or a sakin or masoy, you're put on kalim, like the Brisa starts off. Then it says, lefikach, imetiach tzuchasim even, if your jog, when you tripped, landed on the stone and cracked, chayiv, the owner is chayiv. So it doesn't make sense here. Reisha kasharav. The Reisha says that if you trip on Evan Sakin Maso, you potter on Kalim, it's a kasharav, because Rav says it's Mamun Amazin. The Seifa that says that if the Tzluchosei broke, your jug broke, but Evan, Yechayiv, Lechayra, it's a bar, and bar is potter on Kalim. Kashal Shmuel. And the Tamech, the whole Brisa makes no sense. Tiksu Yigufa, Kasha. Reisha pot of sefer chayiv. The Reisha says Evan Sakin Masoy has this din doim lezeh. It's pot on kalim, so you be pot on the jug. And then it says that if it's sluchas breaks, it's chayiv. So betzem menei obey. It makes no sense. This brisa. What's behind the brisa? So Gemara says Ella Rav mataras tamei v'shmul mataras tamei. Rav mataras tamei. Rav answers according to his shita like this. B'med dvar mamurim. When do we say that a bar is potter on Kalim Keshef Gir, when you're mafgir it? Because Rav holds, remember, Rav holds bar is only when you mafgir the bar. Avaloyev Girim, if you own the Evan Sakin Masoy, if you own it, Chayiv, you're Chayiv a Kalim. Why? Because it's Mamun Amazik. It's like Shar. Lefika Chatiach Tuchoseb Evan Chayiv. Therefore, if your jug breaks on Evan, you're Chayiv. Meshmuel Mataharat Tamei, and Meshmuel answers, Fihishi Tahashad Amras Avna Skin Masoy Kaboiroi Domini. Now you're saying it's like a bar and you're potter. The Rabbi Yehuda, the Mechayim is Kalim. Yehuda holds that every bar is Chayim on Kalim. The Chayim is Kalim bar. If your jug breaks on a stone. So, Akaponim, that's just now we brought a Brisa and we chap the Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds that a Evan Sakin Masoy or water in the Sharabim is called Mamun Amazik. And therefore, you Chayiv on Kalim and not on Adam, because Adam is Karka Olam. Shmuel holds that even though you own it, it's still called bar. It's still called bar, and therefore you're part on kalim. You only chayiv on the adam. Omer Rav Elazar lo yishanu al shniskal be'even v'noshuf be'even. Rav Elazar says this whole din is that the jug broke on the stone. Yechayiv is only if you tripped on the stone, and then the kli banged into the stone itself. But if you tripped on the stone and the kli landed on the floor and broke on the ground, but if you tripped on the ground and it crashed in the oven, I said that's the opposite here, but you tripped on the ground and the jug hit that person's oven, you're potter. Why? Because who caused the damage? The karka ilam. And no one owns the karka. I'm not responsible because you broke the jug on the oven. The karka tripped you. So he says, in that case, you will be potter. Zogtumar, come on, the loiker Ramnosin is not Ramnosin. What's Ramnosin Shita? Ramnosin Shita is that if a shar pushed another shar into a bar, who's chayiv? So Ramnosin says that the shar is a tam, only paying chatzi nezek, the bar pays the other chatzi nezek, and I'm not saying more. When a shar pushes another shar into a bar, even if it's a mu'id, they both pay half. And if the one who pushed the shar into the bar is a tam, the one who pushed the shar who pushed the shar into the bar is only chayiv a quarter. And the bar is chayiv only three quarters. Why? Because they're both responsible to pay if the other one doesn't pay the whole thing. So here, where the karka tripped someone, and he's landed on the stone, the Baal HaStone, the owner of the stone, will be chayiv to pay Nezik Shon Kodram Nasim. Here it says Potter. It's obviously not like Rav Nosson holds that by a shard, he puts another shard into a bar. He holds that the balabar is chayiv to pick up the slack and chayiv whatever is left. So according to Rav Nosson, you'll be the bala evan, the owner of the evan will be chayiv here. So this is obviously not like Rav Nosson. Ikedam Rav Velaza loy teim of nesku evan nosh evan hud bechayiv. Only that case you chayiv. Avon this cover karka nosh ben potter. But you'll say maybe if you trip on the karka and you land on the evan, you'll be potter. Land on the stone, you potter. Ela filu nisku of a karka nosh evan. Even if you trip on the karka and you break your jug on the stone, chayiv. Kama and Kiram Nasan. That will be like Ram Nasan. That will be like Ram Nasan. That and the Ikadam. So you have two mahalchim. Either like Ram Nasan, not like Ram Nasan. The nafmin is, if you trip on the karka and you break on the stone, or you give me chayiv or not, that's totally if you hold the Ram Nasan or not. And Amir Hashem, the next year we will continue with the next two dots, and this will explain our Mishnah that says, Nishbara Kadoi. And you hurt yourself, what exactly is the case? How did the kad break? Why you chayiv? Was it Huda Mim Miskavin? Well, that will be discussion of tomorrow's blast.